Then I saw heaven opened, and a white horse was standing there. Its rider was named Faithful and True, for he judges fairly and wages a righteous war. His eyes were like flames of fire, and on his head were many crowns. A name was written on him that no one understood except himself. He wore a robe dipped in blood, and his title was the Word of God. The armies of heaven, dressed in the finest of pure white linen, followed him on white horses. From his mouth came a sharp sword to strike down the nations. He will rule them with an iron rod. He will release the fierce wrath of God, the Almighty, like juice flowing from a wine press. On his robe at his thigh was written this title, King of Kings and Lord of Lords. Hey there, Patriots. I hope you guys are having a great day. I hope you're ready for Fun with Melly. We are going to get started right now. I've got a big day of lots of great things to show you. First, we're going to start with some interesting things that President Trump said about Lindsey Graham today. And I think that maybe a lot of people didn't catch it. I'm like, wait, listen very, very carefully to President Trump all the time. He's always dropping clues for us. We're also going to talk about the intelligence community firing number 5. Oh my goodness, this is so fun. I'm just loving for them to all get fired. And so they can't stop it. It's really very fun to watch. And also, we're going to talk about the latest on election fraud. I want to make sure that you have a link to this really great clip and so that you can share this with people so that they understand in a nutshell what is going on, because this is President Trump is going to bring out the truth about this, and we need to lay that groundwork. And the next thing is Fauci on Wednesday. We're going to see him before the congressional hearing, and Rand Paul is ready. He's chomping at the bit. So I want you to see this diary. I'm sure you guys have already heard about it, but I've got to make sure to cover it because this is too much. And also, they've got a Fauci 2.0. Have you heard about people projectile vomiting? And it's not a good thing. So I want to make sure that you guys know about that. And I'm going to top it off with something really, really cool from Charlie Kirk. I think you'll love it. Okay, so listen to this very carefully. And what I want you to hear is, let me scroll up. Okay, so here, listen. I'm going to tell you what he's going to say before he says it, okay? This is what he's going to say. He says that Lindsey liked war. He's from past tense. Lindsey liked war. Okay? He was really into it, and for good reason. Now, we know from the board that Lindsey was controlled by the cabal. He was controlled by his handler, McCain, and then he was also controlled after that until, we believe, he was brought under Patriot control. So he was really into it, and for good reason. If these people are blackmailing you, they're, you know, one reason or another they're controlling you, then you have to do what they say. Okay, so everybody would consider him, Lindsey Graham a war hawk. So then the next thing President Trump says is he feels, I want you to catch it, he's going to say he feels that way about Ukraine. Who talks about someone who's died like he feels that way? No one talks about someone who has died like that. It makes me think he's not dead. That's what it makes me think. He feels that way about Ukraine. Why would he use present tense? No one would do that. Is he admitting that Lindsey is alive? I want you to listen to it. And also, at the beginning, he says something about, oh, he knew when it was time to make a deal. And is he saying he made a deal? All right. So, okay. Now that I've told you that, now listen to it and see what you think.
He was somebody that said it's a good time to make a deal, nice time to make a deal.
What does a good deal look like?
Now, I wouldn't say necessarily he feels that way about Ukraine. Ukrainians.
You hear that? Feels. Now, of course, the Fox News mouthpieces, they don't see through any of this. They're not really listening to President Trump. President Trump is not really talking to them. He's talking to you. He's talking to me. He's talking to people who are listening very, very carefully. Okay, so now he's saying what's a good deal look like? It's not about a deal with Iran. Come on, dude. Anyway, it doesn't matter what he thinks. He doesn't get it. Okay, so listen carefully on the what he feels like for Ukraine.
What does a good deal look like?
Now, I wouldn't say necessarily he feels that way about Ukraine.
There's no doubt that's present tense. That's what we've been talking about, is that he's gone, you know, that he was a pawn on the board. He's been taken off of the board, and he made a deal. That's what I really do think he's saying. Okay, so then.
Ukraine, he's very militant about.
He is very militant about. Present tense. Who talks like that about someone who has died?
I mean, Lindsay liked war, to be honest with you, okay? You know, I said, you're a nice guy. How come you like war so much? He was a guy that liked war. I jokingly say, and there's nothing funny about it, but he's never seen a war that he didn't like. He was very much into that. And, you know, for good reason, he felt that way. Some other people feel that way.
For very good reason. For very good reason, because other people feel that way. They wanted war. They wanted him to foment this war. They felt that way. It was for a very good reason that he felt this way, because they were on him like white on rice. Don't you guys think that's what he means? I'll play it one more quick time.
Into that. And, you know, for good reason, he felt that way. Some other people feel that way. But he was very much very strong on the military.
He was strong on the military. He was strong on killing. Until he was set free. I think that's what he's saying. What do you guys think? Tell me what you think.
He was somebody that said it's a good time to make a deal. Nice time.
Okay, so he made a deal. I think that's what he is saying. All right, so this one is over on my Melissa Red Pill X account. It's actually on all of the social media. Again, thanks to Tammy and Cheryl and, who else is helping me? And it's Colleen. Sorry, Colleen. Thank you for helping me to post all these wonderful videos of our wonderful president over there all the time. I really appreciate it. All right, so then Pulte, who is the acting DNI, he just posted last night that he was on round four, and now he's on round five. He's on round five of the Terminator. He's terminating all these people. And because he is saying that they were responsible for hiding some of this information from President Trump. So, goodbye. Look, this is what he posted. Good news. This is first thing this morning. In addition to the historic declassifications transparency by the president, we are this morning executing, okay, a fifth and near final round of terminations, an approximately 30% staff reduction from weeks ago. The intelligence community must protect the American people, not the political whims of the bloated and corrupt elite class. He's talking about the oligarchy, the New World Order, the cabal. This is the corrupt elite class. They were working for the corrupt elite class, not for the American people. Thank you, DNI Pulte, for posting this. Clayton, his replacement, is supposed to be approved by the Senate, you know, really quick here. So imagine they want Pulte gone. Like, you wouldn't believe they want him out of there, because otherwise everybody's going to be gone. It's very, very exciting to watch this. I would think that Clayton is going to do the very same thing. He's going to clean house. Who knows? This may be, he may have it all cleaned out by round five. He said not completely, but, you know, they're very, very close. That's what something that he said made me think that. All right, so then the next thing is Jesse Waters really had a great time last night poking fun and ridiculing Fauci. No one deserves it more. And, of course, ridiculing him is just the beginning. Prosecutions are coming, and they're going to get around this pardon. Forget the pardon. That does not protect him from crimes against humanity and military tribunals. So don't worry about that. President Trump has not come this far to let Fauci get away. That's not going to happen. So here's what he said. I'm not going to play it, but it's just going to make you have to run for the barf bag. The press is hot and heavy about me. I'm the most famous person in the world. Oh my goodness, this guy is so full of himself. It really, it's more than I could take. And it wouldn't be so bad if it weren't for this. We're in the middle of this pandemic. He's going home and writing in his dear diary when people are dying right and left. And all of the all of the lockdowns, all the people who lost their businesses, all the people in masks, how it's hurting their health, and plus all this, you know, remdesivir, you know, that all the things that they have done to harm people's health, all the people who are dying in the hospitals alone. It's just awful. And for him to be like, oh, look at me. It's like, it's too much. This is one person said that Tyra Banks was sexy, but that I was even more sexy than she was. Oh my gosh, this man. I hope the whole world has had him up to here, because we certainly have for a long time. And then CNN's Jake Tapper, President Trump calls fake Tapper, even invited Fauci over for dinner during the lockdowns. Whatever happened to the lockdown? That doesn't apply to them, clearly. So it's all being exposed. Everybody is waking up to this. They're realizing that Biden was not truly and duly elected. They're finding out that Fauci was full of whatever. Anyway, Fauci confessed he knew COVID wasn't as deadly as he claimed it was. Yeah. But they ramped it up. They ramped it up. And then when you have the jab, then you've got the problem. This was all intentional. He made a deal with the devil to do this. So it's all coming out. And then tomorrow, let's just enjoy the show tomorrow when he's right there on the hot seat in Congress. All right. So then the next thing is, I want you to see, actually, I'll do this one real quick. This is from Rand Paul. So I'm going to make sure you have the link to this. Rand Paul posted this. It's gotten over 3 million views so far, something like that. And I'll take you to it. You can go to, I have it on my Melissa Red Pill, but you can go to his account. It's got 3.3 million views. He is basically breaking down what Fauci did in all of his posts on Dear Diary. So yeah, so I'm not going to go into it right now, but yeah, he is, he never imagined in the world that the tides would turn like they have, and that we would be reading those diary entries and realizing what was going on in the world when he was writing all these things. The man, unbelievably full of himself. All right, so this one I want you to see. This is the video I want you to see about that Mike Lindell had shared. It's pinned on my Melissa Red Pill right now, and so I want you to hear this, because this is a great summary of how they used the judicial system against us so that we could not get election security and they would not expose the election fraud. So check this out.
Win a trial without looking at the facts. You use a legal tactic called procedural foreclosure to block the evidence from ever reaching a judge. And out of 64 major lawsuits following the 2020 election, this is exactly what happened. 31% were blocked right at the courtroom door for lacking standing. They were thrown out before a single document could be subpoenaed. If you get blocked post-election, you should sue earlier, right? In Georgia, courts dismissed pre-election challenges as not ripe or premature. But when those same lawsuits returned after the vote, courts called them moot because the results were certified. This is the ripeness-mootness trap. The legal window to present evidence simply never existed. Wisconsin courts threw out cases using latches, a rule punishing delay. By ignoring the facts, they immunized illegal practices. The drop boxes they refused to review were later ruled completely unlawful. In Michigan, a judge stacked 5 procedural technicalities to dismiss a case before allowing any discovery. By wielding these loopholes, the judiciary acted as an unchecked gatekeeper. The ultimate question of whether the election was legal was intentionally never reached. So when you hear courts found no evidence, it means the system locked the doors before the evidence was ever opened.
That's so maddening. It's so maddening that they would use the legal system to prevent the truth from coming out, to prevent justice. And that's what's not going to happen in the Golden Age. If you're not familiar with my most recent book, The Golden Age, definitely check into it. You will love it, because it's one of the chapters in there is The Golden Age of Justice. No more of this kind of shenanigans. No more of this kind of rogue judges who are using all these little maneuvers to prevent us from getting justice. That day is over. And really, right now, what we're doing is just trying to expose this, because this is what cannot ever be allowed to happen again. All right. So I want you to see that. All right. So now I want you to see President Trump. You guys have got to see this. President Trump was in the Oval Office talking with Peter, and he had a question. You got to hear it. It was hilarious. Our president is He is a comedian.
This nasty parasite that is giving people in 9 states explosive diarrhea. When is it going to be safe to eat lettuce again?
I don't know. I haven't thought about it. It's the first time I've been asked that question. Are you eating lettuce recently?
I should always have more lettuce.
You are out of here, Peter. No, it's a very interesting question from you. I didn't think you'd ask that kind of a question. Nobody wants to ask that question, but
it's
exciting.
There's this food coming in, I guess, from Mexico. It's tainted. It's making a lot of people sick. That is the CDC's terminology. There's this nasty.
He's like, get out of here, Peter. if you're sick, get out. You know, I don't know if you guys knew that there is another Fauci 2.0 that they are working on to try to harm us. And so I want you to see about that. And also, I've got my wonderful friend with me today. I'm going to reveal my wonderful friend who is here with me. Hey, Heather. Hey, I'm glad that you're here.
Melly.
I don't know if you got to see that, but yeah, President Trump is absolutely hilarious. So it's risen to the level of going to the Oval Office. And so I'm so glad you're on here to tell us what is going on with this. These people will not stop until they're thrown into the slammer. I'm so glad that Fauci is going to be on the hot seat tomorrow. How are you doing?
I'm doing great, and I hope you are too. Thanks. Stay in touch, and so
yeah,
I'm happy that you're feeling well.
Yes,
and everything else.
I am too.
Life is good.
Yes, yes. Trying to stay one step ahead of the cabal, but yeah, now they're trying to make us sick, and so Heather is going to tell us what we can do to prevent them from doing this to us. I didn't go grab that one, but basically, it's on the fruits and vegetables, and so.
Oh, you know what?
You're going to go grab it. Go.
Well, you know what? We'll share a screen and I'll show it.
Yeah.
That'll be better. So, hi everyone. I'm happy to be with you today because as I sit back and watch everything, as I'm sure you do, I couldn't stay silent anymore because this is, if they're not trying one thing, they're trying another thing. And so now we have the cyclospore.
Right.
Parasite.
Right. It's COVID 2.0, basically. Yep. Right. Right, but they're saying people are getting sick from it all over the country, and it's legit, it's a real thing, but it's unfortunately it appears that it's intentional.
Well, in my book, it's intentional. Anything that comes up in the news media, running it all over the place, it's probably intentional. But even if it were not intentional, it's still an issue, and I want to educate a little bit about parasites because all roads lead back to one thing, whether it is a parasite or bacterial infection or mold, fungus, whatever it may be. Nothing happens without bacteria. Nothing in the body happens without it. And what I mean by that is, when your bacteria is not aligned and balanced, and you really start to tip that scale to the bad bacteria, basically you're going to end up with inflammation, autoimmune disease, cancer. And if you have parasites that want to enter the body, they are going to be helped by the bad bacteria that form biofilm. Now, I'm the one that goes out there on the gangplank and talks about biofilm all the time. The EPA doesn't, it's like the chicken and the egg, same with FDA. They don't know what comes first. And I'm like, it's pretty clear where biofilm comes from. And it doesn't matter whether it's a wet or a dry surface or internally, externally, it's going to affect us exactly the same way because bacteria act the same way, and so do parasites, whether they're in us or on us. So biofilm, to remind people, is a food and shelter, like 1,000 sheets of plastic wrap, that the bad bacteria make by excreting sugars, basically. And it's this woven, sticky, gluey thing that operates at the microscopic level. In most cases,
you know what? I'm going to have a picture of it because I think that this will be helpful. Here is the website I created. After I met Heather, I said, I've got to get educated on this and also educate you guys because we never learned about any of these things in school. Now, RFK is trying to educate people too. And he said his microbiome, his gut health is the most important thing that he is working on to maintain his gut health because that's where your immune system really resides. And so if you go to my website, freedomforce.live, LIVE/P2, as in a probiotic squared, there you'll see your beautiful intestines. And if you keep scrolling, I have a picture basically right here of this biofilm. That's that sticky stuff that is on your teeth, it's in your gut, and it keeps you from being able to process your food and absorb the nutrients from the food. And so, it's just coating the inside of you, right? And so that's what you're talking about.
It's dangerous whether it's in you or on you. And I would pose that your mouth is probably one of the most important things that needs good bacteria because it's the gateway to your brain and your gut health.
Right, right. I told you last time.
By the way, I want to mention some.
It's okay. Don't worry about it. Everybody knows Zoom is crazy.
My head looks like she doesn't have a cone head right here.
No. All right. But anyway, so yeah, when you were on last time, I was talking about how I had been using the mouthwash, your probiotic mouthwash, and I had the most wonderful dental visit, and because I have no biofilm on my teeth at all, and so I was really excited about that. So what I'm hoping is happening not only in my mouth, because I'm also drinking the probiotics that from your company. And so I'm hoping the same thing is happening in my insides, that I don't have this sticky stuff that's preventing me from being able to absorb the nutrients. And so I'm pretty excited about that, as well as on the surfaces of my counters, as well as even in my air. And so I told Heather this before we came on. It was pretty exciting to me. I mean, I'm not excited to get a cold. My husband and I share everything, and he came home and brought me a cold. And so I said, okay, baby, what I want you to do is I took the mouthwash, and I told you guys about this. I took this basically it's probiotic spores, and I put it in a little bottle, 50-50 with distilled water. And I said, squirt this up your nose, and literally within 24 hours, he was well. And I was well. I mean, I caught mine a little later, and so I got well really quick too. So I think this is the ticket because it replaces the bad bacteria, overwhelms the bad bacteria with the good bacteria. That's what you've been teaching me, right?
Right. And it has to overwhelm it in many cases when there is imbalance to get things back in check.
Yeah.
So to your point, though, that you mentioned, which is super important, and I would pose to RFK as well, the first point of contact we have with the germs and viruses is on the outside of us, right? He didn't pick up a cold in his gut. He picked up a cold because of something external, and his immune system was not strong enough or balanced enough to fight it.
Yeah.
So our goal in whether you're cleaning your surfaces with our probiotics or spraying it in the air or getting it up your nose and getting it on your skin or in your mouth is repopulating the correct good soil spore bacteria, not the plant base that we find in pills, getting it literally everywhere around us, because the effect of that is that it's going to strengthen your immune system, in which case it will serve you to the bacteria in your body as well.
Yes.
So part of having a healthy immune system is making sure that you have a good balanced bacterial environment.
I tell people that's your most important asset. And you protect your microbiome with everything you've got. Everything you put into your body needs to be working toward keeping that microbiome in balance. And I have a little picture right here. Everybody go to freedomforce.live/P2 and learn more about this. But you want to have, if you have an imbalanced gut, you're going to have all these issues, but you need to have 10-1. And so everything that you put in your body is supposed to try to help make sure that you are keeping that correct balance. And that's why I love your products, because you're not killing off all the bacteria, like so many of the cleaning products and so many of the healthcare products, you're actually making sure that we get this correct balance so that we can have a Absolutely. Strong, healthy immune system.
Yep. And that's what it's all about. Yeah. Whatever you take, whatever vitamin you take, whatever you do, it is all to support that immune system. So your environment has the exact same immune system. We have a mirror. We have internal and we have external. And we really need to think about that. So let's go back to the cyclospore for a minute. The cyclospore has to have a host. And with that host, they have the biofilm to feed and protect. So they can lay their eggs, they can on the lettuce, on your fruits, on your vegetables.
Right.
So this is really where the focus is in terms of the cyclospore, but we get parasites in us as well. So let's talk about this for a minute. So the imbalance of bacteria helps the bad bacteria form the biofilm, in which case then it allows mold, fungus, viruses to all live and frolic and exponentially multiply with the help of this biofilm, because it gives them power, food, shelter. Okay. And remember, I mentioned it's like 1,000 sheets of plastic wrap. So if you're putting bleach or an antibiotic, or you're washing your body with something, or you're spraying your fruits and vegetables with hydrogen peroxide or vinegar or water or some fruit wash you bought in the store, none of those are going to work against the biofilm.
Because it cannot get through all that, quote, plastic wrap. It can't get through that film. You're calling it biofilm, but just think biofilm. This icky, sticky goo, it can't get through that.
Right. It cannot get through it. It's impenetrable. So you've got to knock on the door, so to speak, with a warrior that's really going to do battle and win. And that is the soil spores that we use in our products. So we're giving you the warriors, we're giving you the solution. It's time to apply them. And we've made it really easy in a full line of products that you use every day. But we're going to go back to this parasite. So parasites, whether they're on your fruits and vegetables or in your gut, if you try to attack them, if you try to directly kill them with something, okay, they release toxins.
Wow.
So now you have another problem.
I think that's why people, they use so much bleach in the hospital, and then the people get the staph infection. And it's probably because these parasites are releasing all these toxins.
Well, you're killing all of the good stuff that can keep the bad stuff in check, in which case they can frolic and do whatever they want.
Right.
And I've used this example quite a few times, but I'm going to repeat it. E. coli living in biofilm can multiply enough in 24 hours that you could stack it to the sun and back 100 trillion gazillion bazillion times. Right. So it just... Yeah. And it's not just E. coli. It's now we have all these food recalls for salmonella and listeria. And I sit here and I'm like, RFK, I can stop all this. You know, I literally can. I can stop all of this craziness and these food recalls. And
it's like we're going against a bear with a pea shooter. They're not using the right tool for the right job. And so many of the cleaning products, I mean, I know, and my own body rejects the cleaning product aisle at the grocery store. I just know that my body knows it's not the right way to go. And so I don't even walk down it. And that aisle. So yeah, this is, I love it. I'm going to scroll everybody to this page. I want you to explain to everybody what this is. You got to say this to everybody. This is Heather showing a video of how she's testing this surface. And before she puts on the probiotics, it's just filled with bacteria. And then after she treats it, it's perfectly clean, and it's really exciting. I want you guys to definitely watch that. Here are some of the products that that Heather has created. And I hope everybody is going to start to use this all over the country. And I heard that you're working on something with Walmart. So I'm really hoping and praying that that's going to really help everybody to wake up that they're using the wrong things.
We're also working with other big retailers. So
yeah, that'd be awesome. I believe this is where we're going in the golden age. And so I'm so glad that we're on the front line of all of this. So here is the mouthwash that I use. I just love it. I feel very strongly that I've kicked the biofilm out of my mouth. And I feel like if I'm doing the same thing all over my body so that I can really get this strong, strong immune system. And also this is the skin spray, the face, hand, and body wash. So everything I'm doing is I'm replenishing the good bacteria so that I can, you know, really, really maintain that cleanliness.
Can you scroll down to the wound care for a minute?
Yeah, here's the wound care. Yes. I love this stuff. So it goes fast. It heals super fast.
Yeah, so let's finish with the cyclospore for a minute.
Okay,
so,
all right. Well, I wanted to show, before we go, I wanted to show this real super quick. I'm sorry, it's taking me too long to get to it. Here's the fruit and veggie cleaner. This is what really needs to happen before you eat your fruits and veggies, because water is not going to do it. Soap is not going to do it. You need to kill off the good, off the bad bacteria, right, and replace it with the good bacteria. I know I'm probably not saying it exactly right, but basically this is what it will make it really safe for you to eat, so you will not projectile vomit like what Ducey was saying.
Actually, what I want to say about that is you're on the right track. It's the difference here is that the fruit and veggie wash will get rid of that biofilm, and we don't want to directly kill the parasite or any bacteria or mold or whatever.
Let it release the toxins.
Starve them. Once you take away that biofilm, there is literally no host. There's nothing for them to feed on.
There you go.
So they can't harm you at that point. They're inactive.
I love it.
So
it's real. It's the real way to do it, where it's not, there's no negative, no downside. And I just love it. I love it. All right. So, and then this is the other one I was wanting. Oh, this is the surface cleaner. And I love this one. It really is so, I just know that my surfaces are perfectly clean and we're not just replacing all this bad bacteria with more bad bacteria. We have good spores on there that make sure that you've got, it maintains its cleanliness. And also after I had someone in the house the other day, I was going to tell you this, they were cleaning and they used a vacuum. I was like, I didn't want to be mean, but I'm like, that vacuum, I don't really want all that dirty air going back into my air. And so immediately I chased this with this allergy asthma spray. And I knew that my air then was perfectly clean again. I just love it. I just love using your products. So anyway, so continue on with the parasites.
Okay. Well, I think we've kind of gone through that, but the point here is that I don't want people freaked out about the cyclospore because we know what it is. But the bottom line is you don't know whether it's on your fruits and vegetables or not. You just have no clue. And now it hit lettuce. And that's what you were trying to show in that funny video with Trump. But, you know, really just do yourself a favor and just be safe. Because the other thing is, regardless of the parasite, you don't know how many hands have touched your fruits, your vegetables, everything. And you might say, oh, I cleaned it with vinegar. Oh, I cleaned it with hydrogen peroxide. Guess what? Both of those kill all the good bacteria that you need there anyway to keep all the bad stuff away. So just think about
it's a different way of thinking. Yeah, it's a different way of thinking about clean. It really is. And so I'm on the bandwagon. I know that this is the proper way to do it. And you know, just the fact that the other day when my husband got this, you know, that cold and shared it with me, and we were well, both of us within 1 or 2 days, that tells you right there, I'm on the right track. And so if that same, my dental visit was, I know I'm on the right track. I want to be on the right track on the pet spray and on the wound care. Well, let's talk about that next. You know, I want to make sure that everything I'm doing is the right method so that I solve the problem and don't just keep, you know, repeating the errors that we have in the past. So tell us about this Mohs, M-O-H-S, wound care.
Okay, Mohs, capital M-O-H-S. And I'm sure people listening, some of them have already had biopsies and Mohs surgery. These are popping up all over the place. There are 24,000 biopsies done a day and 3,600 Mohs surgeries done a day. So these doctors started out doing like one or two a week. Now it's up to 40 a week. So people as young as 20 all the way up to, you know, 80, 90 are getting this Mohs surgery, and it's designed to go after the basal cells and the squamous cells that are cancerous. And in order to have the surgery, you have a biopsy first. That biopsy must scab before you can go back in for your surgery. Now, if you are, and by the way, the Mohs surgery just targets those cells and tries to leave everything healthy around it. The longer you go before you get your surgery, the more chance that you have of cancer growing in that area or other areas of skin cancer. So the biopsy, if you are diabetic, if you are obese, you are on blood thinners, you have any other issue in your body, it may prolong healing and scabbing of that biopsy. Now, I've talked to numerous people that have not scabbed in 3 months, four months, sometimes 6 months.
And they're being told to put aquifer.
Well, here's what happens. So here's the cycle. You get your biopsy, it scabs over, you go back in, you get your surgery, and the doctor tells you to put Aquaphor or Vaseline on it.
Don't do it.
The worst, worst, worst thing you can put it on wounds. Okay.
Right. It's like then biofilm.
So then you take a shower and now you have a wet wound. Okay. So there is infection that can follow. I'm not saying it does all the time, but it can. Now you've got a problem and you go to the drugstore and you ask the pharmacist what you should put on your wound. And if it's not infected, he still keeps saying Aquaphor and Vaseline because that's what the insurance companies say. Yeah. So here's your hamster wheel. And then if you get an infection, they tell you to put Neosporin on. Okay.
Right.
So, and if it gets really bad, then you go back to the doctor and they put you on an antibiotic. So this whole time that you're waiting for your biopsy to heal and then to get your surgery, you've got a ticking time bomb. So it's crazy. So what we've found with our wound care, and if you, are you still on that page?
I'll go back to it.
You can show everybody.
Yeah.
So we have this for pets as well. And I'll talk about that in a minute. But this is the only product labeled for Mohs surgery. And it works on cuts and other wounds and biopsies and so on and so forth and burns. So we recently met with one of the major buyers of a drug chain. And I don't want to say it right now, but let's just say that she had a wound on her leg. And in the meeting, she sprayed this on and 2 days later, and she took it home with her. She said, I'm a believer. I can't wait
to get
this in every store. And one of the global buyers for them had a friend with a Mohs surgical wound on his head. They had grafted, I don't know why they did it on his neck, skin here on his neck, and he lost nerve feeling there.
Oh my gosh,
And then he had to cut up his nose. So within 10 days, it seems to be the magic number. Within 10 days, this surgical wound had closed up, it scabbed over in five, healed, and the body kicked in because it doesn't have to fight the biofilm and the fabric. Right? So the body kicks in.
It sounds like straight from Rockefeller, because he wanted to make everything where it was made it next to impossible to heal. you know, everything that they do, it's the opposite. It drives me absolutely crazy. Yep, and so this is not going to have any kind of goo or stickiness or any of that on it, you guys. This is just it's a spray. You're not touching the wound. It's not hurting at all. You just spray it on there. Don't, you know, just leave it alone. There's the cleaner and then the treatment. And then before you know it, it's going to be well. It's just really amazing.
With no scarring. I will repeat this. With no scarring. Yes. This is what we're seeing consistently.
Yeah. And I'm a believer. I love it. I'm so glad that you have created all these products. And I know that it's not easy I think that you're probably getting a lot of pushback from Big Pharma because they don't like to have the true healing. They don't make money off of that. And they want to keep it.
They're not.
So anyway, so I want to show you a couple other things. Let's see. There's the washing machine additive. I showed you the surface cleaner and the allergy spray. There's the veggie cleaner. There's also, the pet water additive. That I love it because I'm working on making sure that our little buddy wiener dog doesn't get bad teeth. Little dachshunds a lot of times get really bad teeth. So this is all these wonderful treatments. So you didn't forget the pets, all the wonderful products for the pets too. So you will love this. You will get well. You will stop spending so much money going to doctors that just spend you go round and round and round. Yeah, there's the pet wound healer. I just love how you take care of our little pets too.
Well, so think about how expensive it is. Let's say your dog hurt itself, okay,
right.
And it's got a wound, or it got into a fight with another dog, or it played in the yard, whatever it may be. The first thing that you do is you're trying to stop that bleeding. Right. The second thing you're doing is going, oh my God, I have an open wound. What do I do? This is really bad. Yeah. So you load your pet into the car and you bring them to the vet. You walk in that door. It's minimum $150 to $300 once you walk in the door.
Right.
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 So if I had a choice of spending $45 for a cleaner and a treatment,
right,
or spending $150, $300.
Right. It's a no-brainer. I don't
know. It's not that hard to figure out. And really, the wound care for people should be in every medicine cabinet.
Yeah.
We have 3-year shelf life. It really should be there. Because how many times have you sliced your hand with a knife or whatever, burned, like reaching into the oven, burned your arm? Right. Yeah. Whenever it may be, that you can put that on there. It also, if you're taking care of a parent at home right now and they get an ulcer or a bed sore, absolutely 1,000%
yes.
be sprayed
yes.
on them.
Yes.
Right?
Right. Instead of putting this aquifer stuff on there, really, it's a huge difference. So, okay. So do you have the H2 additive back in stock now? Not yet.
It will be coming out. I just put a newsletter out with our new packaging, and we have new packaging, new website coming.
So what she told me to do is take my big smelly cup and just put a spritz, basically a capful into that. And it's basically, it's very, very similar. So that way I know I'm getting it into my gut. And this passes through your stomach without being destroyed by the acids compared to so many of the probiotics
that are
out
there.
Thank you.
To your colon.
Yes. Right. To the colon where you need it. Exactly. Was there anything else you want to show them on this page?
No, I can't see it, but I think I know what you're looking at.
Yeah, okay.
No, but I think I know what you're looking at because I know my stuff. But I want to go back to the surface cleaner for one second.
Okay. All right.
When you apply the probiotics, whatever product it is, they don't stay stationary. They move around, which is important.
Right.
The second thing is, just like us, the probiotics eat and excrete.
Yeah.
When they excrete on a surface, they're excreting natural biosurfactants. So they're literally re-engineering that surface. And they're getting into places water can't even get.
Oh, that's so cool.
Yeah. So be thinking about that. And one product to clean your entire home, bathrooms, sinks, floors, walls, you name it, counters, everything.
Right. And, instead of the bad bacteria getting into these nooks and crannies. This is actually the good bacteria getting into those nooks and crannies. That's amazing.
Absolutely.
So that your home is truly, truly clean. Yeah, it doesn't just have this disinfectant smell. It's actually truly clean. That is, I love it. I'm
you
so thankful.
You can't smell anything.
Yeah,
can you're
right. Yeah. Like, now I will say that when I put this into my water, the mouthwash into my water, it has a little spearmint flavor.
Clean Air Spray, that it's a newer product for us, and I mention it because it will get rid of free floating mycotoxins in your air. You can spray it into air vents. You spray it all over everything. It will get rid of odors as well. I put that product out for two reasons. One, it's a great adjunct to the cleaner to keep things clean in the house in between cleanings. Number two, I want people getting rid of their chemical odor remover products. Like,
right. Those
the ones
right.
that are so chemical filled.
Right. Like, and I'm thinking that's why you're probably catching a lot of flack, because you're trying to replace a lot of these things that are really bad for our health.
Bleach.
Right.
Lysol.
Well, and also the fragrances Breathe. That they have in some of these air, what they call air purifiers, but they're really not. Yeah. No, no wonder you're catching a lot of heat.
Yeah. We were talking about that before we started, because we're getting hit from somewhere. I don't know where, but
right.
please support us, because
right.
we're trying.
I really appreciate it. I really appreciate everything that you have done to create truly good products that really do work. So you guys go to my page, freedomforce.live, and then at the very top, you'll see this button here, P2 Probiotics Found Here, and you use the promo code Melly, and you can get 10% off. And then just go right here to shop, and you'll see all the different care for your home cleaning, body care, pet wellness, allergy solutions, and then you'll have combos and kits, and then you can use the Melly promo code, and you'll get the 10% off. So definitely use this. You're going to be so happy. It's going to really... really supercharge your immune system, supercharge your health. It really will. And is there anything else you want to add before we go?
No.
Okay. Thank you so much for coming on. I just loved it. I love everything that you are doing. Thank you for coming on and telling us about the projectile vomiting and how to avoid that.
Oh my God.
And also about how to make sure that if we get a Mohs that we can heal quickly and be well. So I love it. I'm so thankful for you. And we'll.
I'm thankful to you. Thank you for supporting.
Yes, yes. Well, we just love what you're doing. So, anyway, you guys go check it out. freedomforce.live/P2. So, everybody, I want you to enjoy this. This is from our wonderful Charlie Kirk. We miss him. We miss getting to hear all of his amazing ability to communicate with the American people, and especially with the youth. Just what an amazing man. I'm so glad that we have these videos. So I'm just going to play this one for you, because it's got a song on there that I know that YouTube won't allow me to play. It says, "You know that you are part of the most exciting, diverse, powerful movement in the history of this country. And this movement is not about Republican or Democrat. This movement is not about conservative or liberal. This movement is about the citizens versus the oligarchs. The movement is about we the people versus the ruling class. This movement is about America versus the globalists. This movement is about all of us against them." He really took it straight to them. This is why they had to get rid of him. That's why they didn't want him pointing out that we're not fighting Republican versus Democrat. It's not white versus black. It's not, it's about us destroying the oligarchy, destroying this criminal network that has infiltrated our country and taken over. I'm so excited to watch everything that it's happening. So I just hope you are enjoying the show, and just being patient to watch and let President Trump cook, right? So if you haven't seen my books already, definitely check into them right here on on Amazon. You will see the number one bestseller, End Times and a Thousand Years of Peace. If you haven't read that, definitely grab it today. Get it and read it. You can also listen to the audiobook on Kindle as well as on melissaredpill.com. And it's The Wonderful Truth About End Times. Remember this, it's the end times for them and a thousand years of peace for us. So we also have the study guide. If you scroll down a little farther, you'll see the study guide and you can follow along. We have the videos, 28 videos to take you verse by verse by verse through the book of Revelation. And you're going to love it because this is the day we're living in. It's the end of it for them. No more of them running the world. And also definitely check into Major Clues from Minor Prophets. They were talking to us, the warriors for this day, how we would awaken and we would fight against them and that they would be destroyed. And this is talking about the Faucis. This is talking about all these who've done all these crimes against us, this group that Charlie was talking about. So stay tuned. Maybe Lindsay's alive. Maybe Charlie Kirk is alive. And Fauci's going down. Let's pray. Thank you again, Lord. We praise you and we thank you that you are the king. You are the king of the world, that you will rule this world. And that nothing can stop what is coming because you are the king. You bought all of this for us with your own blood on the cross. And that you told us that one day your kingdom would come and your will would be done on this earth as it is in heaven. Thank you for all these on the front lines who are fighting so hard. Thank you for the exposure of Fauci. Help us to do our job to get the truth out about Fauci and the intelligence community and this terrible criminal cabal and all the things that Trump is doing that are so good. Thank you for him. And just again, all those who are on the side of the white hats, we pray you protect them and strengthen them. Protect our health, Lord. Protect our microbiome. Protect us from any tricks and traps that the enemy has and would play against us. And we pray, oh Lord, that all these who have done evil, they will be brought before an open shame before the whole world, just like Fauci, and that they will be rooted out and brought to justice, just like your word promises. We pray all this in your wonderful name, King Jesus. Amen. I love you guys, and I got a jet, and I will talk to you later.
He will rule them with an iron rod. He will release the fierce wrath of God, the Almighty, like juice flowing from a wine press. On his robe at his thigh was written this title, King of Kings and Lord of Lords.